Poetry and I had gone on a walk and got ourselves lost. Needless to say, the rest of the fellas were pretty upset. Barry Boylan went to the Indian reservation to get some help, and Eagle Eye sent out scouts to find us. Of course, they were pretty sure they'd locate us, since they knew the lay of the land, as well as we knew all the nooks and crannies of Sugar Creek.
Boy, oh boy, is this bacon and eggs ever good!
Your appetite always amazes me, Poetry. But this time I'm glad you're here to show it.
Did you miss us, Big Jim?
I'll say. You guys being lost was pretty serious.
Of course, we knew you'd be found and all.
I almost wished I'd been lost with you.
Oh, I don't think you would have liked it, Little Jim.
Yeah, it was pretty cold and damp. Is there any more bacon?
Coming right up.
You want some more, Bill?
No, thanks. I'm stuffed.
Poetry and I were pretty done to take a walk without our compasses, or even to walk as far as we did without checking to see what direction we were going in.
Yeah, I'll eat to that.
You'll eat to anything.
What are we going to do, Barry?
Well, Big Tree and Little Elm are going to be giving us some scouting lessons, and I'll be adding a few of my own. We'll be taking a fishing trip, do some first aid. I figure by the end of 2 weeks, if anything like this ever happens to you, you'll know what to do.
Well, Bill did know to keep the fire going all night so no animals would get to us.
Were you trading off sleeping?
Well, not exactly. Well, at first, I couldn't sleep. And then, well...
He slept like a baby all through the night.
Didn't you get any sleep, Bill?
Last of the bacon.
Oh, just on and off. But I'm not really tired.
I'll have some.
Okay, here you go. Maybe you'd better take a nap this afternoon, Bill.
No, honest, I'll be okay.
Well, tomorrow morning we're starting bright and early.